Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This is what the first registration was taking place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, a time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. In the region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for you see I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you, that you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there with the angels, the multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord. Pretty obvious, we need to know a little bit more about shepherds. So, in our Wednesday Bible study during our Advent season here at Christ the King, we've been looking at the birth of Jesus through very different lenses, different perspectives, so to speak. One perspective was that caught my attention was that of the shepherds. We just heard the gospel reading from Luke, account of the birth of Jesus. And in this account, the shepherds in the field were outside Bethlehem to hear good news from a multitude of angels. Quite a frightening scene for these shepherds. They were just minding their own business, tending their flocks. But then an angel shows up and tells the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. For you see, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah of the Lord." Now, I'm sure they were quite terrified with the scenes, which is why the angels told them to not be afraid, especially when they have a multitude of angels singing in the high heavens. That would have been glorious to hear, but also very frightening. Now, if you're going to write an event in history that would clearly change the world as we know it, you would choose your first witnesses carefully, wouldn't you? So why did God choose shepherds? Most shepherds in Jesus' time were from the lowest economic strata of society. Most were considered unskilled, uneducated, and even unclean. They hung up around a bunch of sheep, which were not very clean for the most part. Maybe not the best choice to choose for the first witnesses of the birth of the Savior of the world. But God had a plan. The Savior of the world would come from humble beginnings. Now, some of you, I think everybody can see, do you see these three guys hanging out over here on the window?
Yeah.
Okay. They are our are three wise men. They represent the three wise men. But the three wise men were not there at the birth of Jesus. That's why they're banished to the window ledge. They're not up here with the nativity scene that we have. They, it would take them about almost 2 years to find Jesus. So they did follow the star at his birth, but they weren't there at his birth. And when they came to find Jesus, these three wise men who were probably astronomers or kings, we don't really know for sure, but they brought very nice gifts for the baby Jesus or the child Jesus. But they looked for Jesus in a palace in Jerusalem. But they didn't find the child Jesus in the palace. No, Jesus was born in a simple manger, surrounded by common animals and lowly shepherds. There were some different shepherds in Jesus' time. Some were common shepherds that were in the wilderness protecting their sheep from predators like wolves and wild dogs. But there were other shepherds in Jesus' time that were Jewish priests who were also very protective of their sheep because they were very special lambs without blemish to be used for the sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem. Many biblical scholars today believe that these first shepherds that witnessed the birth of Jesus were priestly shepherds, still at the lowest rungs of society, but they had the knowledge of the prophecies of the Messiah of God. God chose these shepherds as the first witnesses of Jesus' birth, symbolizing the humble and the marginalized were also welcomed by our Savior. After he has grown and started his own public ministry, Jesus himself calls himself the Good Shepherd. And we hear this from John's Gospel as it says, Jesus says this, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. And the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not part of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. You see, God knew what he was doing that first Christmas, announcing to shepherds that there was good news for all people, a Savior born in Bethlehem, someone that would be a good shepherd to all of God's people, a shepherd that would sacrifice for his sheep, would protect them at all costs, even his own life. A shepherd that would with so special relationship with his sheep that they would know his voice. A shepherd that would take care of his sheep and lead them to greener pastures. And he would unite his sheep under one shepherd. Jesus, a descendant of King David, who also started as a shepherd, if we remember the story of King David, could care not only for God's chosen people of Israel, but all people. We are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. He takes care of each one of us. And that's good news that we celebrate today. Good news that shepherds brought to Mary and Joseph that first Christmas and would change the world as we know it. You see, God really knew what he was doing when he announced to lowly shepherds the best news that we could ever hear. Born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Can any present or experience in our lives be more important than this good news, heralded by angels of God? I didn't read the last part of this passage from Luke earlier, but I want you to hear what happened next in the story of the shepherds. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it had been told to them. My prayer for all of us here today is that we too will proclaim the good news, glorifying and praising God, like Mary, treasure all the words that we've heard today, ponder them in our hearts about our Savior that is the good news for all people. I bring you good news of great joy to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Amen.
Amen.